This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The number of Massachusetts residents who die after a drug overdose is now nearly five a day. Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times more potent than heroin, and it's killing an increasing number of men and women across the state. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more on the newest quarterly report from the Baker administration.
It's a sobering picture. More people have died so far this year than in the first 9 months of 2015. An increasing number of EMS calls are for an overdose. And these first responders find they need to use more than one dose of naloxone on average to revive the man or woman. Which all raises many questions. Is the state doing enough to tackle this epidemic? Is it on the right track? Dr. Monica Burrell is commissioner of the State Department of Public Health.
The trends are troubling. But at no time in the Commonwealth's history have we been more focused on this public health crisis. You know, we're working really hard across the state to address this epidemic in a comprehensive way.
There are signs of improvement. Prescriptions for opioid painkillers, which have been the path to addiction for many users, are down. The state has launched a new, more user-friendly monitoring tool to help doctors, nurses, and pharmacists track prescriptions. Fentanyl is a prescribed pain medication, but drug enforcement agents say the overdoses are from illicit forms of the drug added to bags of heroin or pressed into fake pills. Dr. David Roll treats patients in recovery from addiction at the CHA Health Center in Everett.
Almost everyone who comes into addiction treatment through our clinic now has fentanyl on their initial drug screen, and many patients don't even know that it's mixed in with what they're using.
Roll mentions one upside from the fear fentanyl inspires.
So many patients are surprised and terrified when they actually learn that that's what they're using, that they're more interested and willing to get into treatment, including medication-assisted treatment.
In Revere, where Roll also sees patients, overdose calls to 911 have passed last year's high already. But Fire Chief Christopher Bright says that's a good thing.
The stigma issues are already being addressed and more people being forthcoming, I think, in trying to address the issue. It's not to say that I don't think the opioid crisis is going to go away in any day now, but at least we're moving in the right direction.
It doesn't feel that way to Patty Scalise, who started Everett Overcoming Addiction a few years ago when she discovered her son was addicted to heroin.
I actually woke up this morning crying that, you know, I'm scared. I'm a mom of an addict, and I'm scared. It's not getting any better, and kids are dying at an alarming rate. I thought it was bad before. The last couple of months have been horrible.
The crisis is hitting young men, particularly those between the ages of 25 and 34, especially hard. Men of all ages represent 75% of overdose deaths so far this year. The state continues to add treatment beds, with more coming online in Taunton and Western Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.